Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chris Cuomo's gone. I said it yesterday. He's gone. It has nothing to do with the suspension or whatever. He's gone. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. He couldn't survive this. He was gone when his brother was dethroned, deposed. He was dead man walking at CNN, and he was doing everything he could to hang on to his little slot because he was afraid of the eventuality. And, you know, look, good riddance, right? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What Chris Fredo Cuomo and his brother Andrew, Big Bro, LoveGov did is par for the course for leftists. That's what leftists do. They didn't do anything out of character. It's been going on from the time that somebody defined himself as a leftist and said, I'm going to protect people. We're here to protect women and black people in the LGBT community. Par for the course. That's what leftists do. They act like they're protecting people as they break all the rules. The Cuomo brothers were the Uday and Kuse of New York. You know what Uday and Kuse, Saddam Hussein's kids? They were Mario Cuomo's sons, little princes, who ruled the roost because their daddy was governor, one of the most powerful men, not only in America, but in the world. You come to New York, they own you. UN notwithstanding, diplomatic immunity, whatever. The Cuomos wanted you, they ran it. I know the mayor of New York is powerful too, but the governor is the man in New York. Or in this case, the woman, now that the LoveGov has been dethroned. But what these Cuomo brothers did to women is scandalous. And we will never know just how crooked they are. I told you guys a story about old LoveGov, who started a commission to fight against corruption and stuff. And as soon as the corruption was pointed at his stuff, he goes, the commission's over. It's done. And he had the power to do it. He had New Yorkers afraid to come against him. He is the Harvey Weinstein, the Jeffrey Epstein, rolled into one. And it's Saddam Hussein, by the way. That reference was very good. They were power-hungry, legacy Democrat brats. Because of their DNA, these two guys got the best jobs in New York State. Governor and his minion in the media. And you know how well the media is connected to all these leftists. Look at the incest that goes on in the media environment with leftist politicians, and you'll understand why we shouldn't be paying a single bit of attention to the media. None. These little brats, I'm being nice, right? Yeah, y'all, people, Kevin, boy, he's on fire. He's really going after these guys. No, I'm being nice. I'm being very nice. I'm holding my tongue. But here's the thing. Do you think leftists have learned any lessons from these power-hungry little brats? From the womanizing that the LoveGov did? I mean, think about this. This is a dude that in this day and time has the nerve to call himself the LoveGov. And little bro goes, I told my brother to man up. Admit what you've done. While I'm trying to get some dirt on all these women that he's molested, right? And these are the ones we know about. Harvey Weinstein did 3 decades of debauchery with women in Hollywood, with other women of Hollywood knowing, with people as powerful as Hillary Clinton knowing what this man was doing. And they go, oh, there were at least 30 women. No, there weren't. There were hundreds. Oh, there was a dozen women that accused Andrew Cuomo. There were dozens. Lots of them. Innuendo and him feeling people out. Bill Clinton was no different. You know what Bill Clinton would do? Bill Clinton would test the waters with his buddy's wives. He's like, hey, you know, if old Chuck's out of town on a hunting thing, you know, why don't you check, come over and check me out? well known for this stuff. Bill Clinton, I'm just going to leave it there. Go do your research on Bill Clinton. But old Hillary, no, you know, she didn't know. How could she possibly know? What, was she Helen Keller? Was she blind and deaf? Bill Clinton was a walking boner. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I wanted to give you some notice before I said that. CNN, they say, is suspending Chris Cuomo, which I told you guys yesterday. They can call it what they want. He's gone. He would not survive, is what I told you. Not gonna happen. Indefinite, pending further evaluation. There will be no further evaluation. You want to know why? I said it yesterday. His brother doesn't have the power over CNN. And I don't think people really understand the media cycle. They don't understand news. The media cycle is such that it's a manufactured of news. The police commissioner knows what's under investigation, who's under investigation. He can leak what he wants. Very powerful spot to be in. His detectives are giving him updates. He can make life miserable on the mayor, but it works both ways. The mayor can make life miserable on him. The governor can make life miserable on mayors and police chiefs and whatever. It's a big, vicious cycle. But just think about it this way. Cuomo can say, yeah, the state's attorney general is about to launch an investigation into blankety blank. He could shut companies down. Think about it. He went after Donald Trump. He used his power to go after one of New York's best, brightest, most, paid more taxes than most people. That citizen is the one he chose to go after. Why? Politics. Did he do it before? No. You know what he used Trump before? Before Trump declared himself a Republican and ran for office? Will you please come to my events because you'd be a great draw? And oh, will you please donate? And even if Trump showed up, like Jay-Z said, my presence is my charity. Well, Trump's presence is his charity. And if you don't believe me, I'll tell you this. If I was throwing an event and I knew Donald Trump would get there, I would make that event as big as I could possibly make it. You could sell tickets to that thing for thousands of dollars right now. Anyway, he's being suspended. And, of course, Cuomo's not going to make any comments because he's gone. There is nothing he will say. I'm telling you right now. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. There is nothing he will say that will preserve his job. Good. Good. And leftists, we're going to be all over you on this one. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots to discuss today, including the school shooting that occurred in Michigan. I'm going to make you a bet. This kid is a leftist, or certainly had all the leanings of leftism. Somebody who couldn't rationalize how to deal with their problems through conversation or whatever and decided, you know what? I'm going to believe the hype. Let me say this. I'm going to say this up front. When there's a school shooting, it is because of leftists. It is because they've hyped it up so much. This is the only way these kids feel like they can get the word out about how they want to. I'm mad, man. Nobody's buying into my, you know, whatever. It could be, you know, the ones that look like witches and paint their nails black or whatever. They're going to have some beef, some a beef with the world that has nothing to do with anything that the world is doing to them, but nobody's hearing their cries or whatever else.
a bunch of little nutcases that their parents, these leftist parents, have made them. And let me tell you, what his beef will be, it will be so small you can't even imagine that somebody would shoot a school up, kill their classmates over it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I'm going to tell you the truth about leftism on this program. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not telling you that conservative kids don't suffer from bullying and whatever else, the esteem issues that cause kids to do bad things. But they have some moral core that stops them, that prevents them from doing stupid stuff like shooting up schools. And part of that moral core begins with something really basic besides God. It has to do with parents. People that notice them, that say, you know, hey, listen, son, you seem different today. What's going on? You know, those helicopter parents, the ones that the schools hate, because they're actually involved in their kids' lives. If you want to know why things get shot up, society gets shot up, I'll give you leftists. They got nobody to talk to that can give them a moral, an understanding of the world that makes them go, you know what? I could deal with it. I say this to friends of mine all the time. I say, look, here's the deal about problems. No matter what your problem is, I guarantee you somebody in this world has gone through it. You are not alone. And I'm talking about as bad as it can get. You're not alone. 844-551-8255. And you, who listen to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I hope you go there. I don't give out that URL for shiggles. I give it out because I want you to go there. I want you to understand that this message is a message that I don't just deliver here. I deliver it over at theblacksphere.net. It is what we do when we're talking about making movies. It is everything that we do is about the message. And let me tell you, if it was about the money, I could be making a lot more. It is about the message. It is, that is the important thing. And this shooting is just one of the many things that we'll go into a little bit. But there's too much news. It comes fast and furious. We cannot cover it all. I know, folks, there are things out there that the media puts there in front of you because they say this is important. You need to discuss this today, Kevin Jackson. I go, I don't need to discuss anything today. I don't need to discuss, quote, breaking news. Chris Cuomo quit. Who cares? I'm going to go back into that in just a second. But there's more to the news than what they tell you. And that's what I want to explain to you. I have a different opinion than what's being fed to us. And I'm looking behind the scenes. And so, because people will say, why don't you talk about this? I talk about what's of interest to me. If it's of interest to you, listen to the program. But here's what I will almost bet you. You could go listen to this program from 3-4 years ago, and you'll still go, wow, that was profound. And I'm not saying it as a bragging thing. God knows, I hate to keep saying this, but I don't really care what people think about me. When I tell you 4 years ago you can listen to what I said, it is because it is a fact. It is because there is relevant information there. I could say the same thing about most of your pastor's lectures, if you've got a good pastor. And I'm not trying to say I'm a preacher, but I do know how to preach. Anyway, we were discussing Chris Cuomo, and I want to remind people of this, the term fake news, and how Trump coined that phrase years ago. He talked about the fake news media. He talked about, you can't believe these people. And I told you guys my story. I was with Justice Thomas in his chambers, and he told me, Kevin, I stopped watching the news in 1987, and I didn't believe him. I was like, come on. He said, Kevin, I'm serious. I don't listen to news, radio, I don't read anything that has to do with the quote news because it is manufactured. And I said, no way, no how. And then he told me that the story about him retiring, he's never said it. And it was all over the media that week that I was with him. And I said, you never, he goes, I never said that. Not one inkling of it, nothing. And at that point, I'd already had an idea that it was made up. But I didn't really realize it. And now that I've been doing this for 11 plus years, well over a decade, I know. I'm telling you right now, the news is fabricated. Oh, don't misunderstand me. They give you, a shooting broke out or whatever, and you think, okay, well, it happened. That shooting happened. But then they follow it up with, Donald Trump is a racist. And so you go, ooh, well, they just told us about the shooting, so Donald Trump must be a racist. No, he's not. It's made up. Whatever allegations, it's whoever is targeted and whoever the elitist, the powers that be decide. And I know it sounds conspiratorial, but I think you know me better than that. The news is just like a factory. It's just like a grocery store. They stock it with the stuff that they want you to see. What's at eye level at the grocery store is what you're supposed to see. But there's a lot of stuff you miss. And they drive you to it. Sale item. You know, what's at the very front when you're going to check out? That, think of the news as a grocery store. The only difference about the grocery store is you're actually getting a product. It's a real product. With the news, they're making it up. So Cuomo is one of the fake news people. He's the guy that Trump spotted and said, see, that's a lie. And he went on, Anderson Cooper, that's a lie. Don Lemon, that's a lie. All the MSNBC pundits, those are lies, 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 lies. And he cheered when he heard that Chris Cuomo was on indefinite suspension. He says, in any event, Fredo is gone. And you know what's funny? They say, it sent shockwaves through CNN. There's nobody shocked about this. That's just not true. Democrats and other leftists know who they are. Don't believe for one second that they are shocked. They are only shocked when the world finds out about them what we already know. It's like the criminal who gets caught and then he shows sadness. Your Honor, I'm so sad. All the things that I've done, whatever. He's not sad because of his crimes. He's sad because he got caught. Chris Cuomo is not set. Chris Cuomo has been spitting out lies for his entire journalistic career. Paid to spit out lies. And you think now he's going to show some he's complicit or what? Let me tell you something. He was happy to spit those lies out. He was paid to spit those lies out, and he did what he was paid to do.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When
not going to shut the government down. That makes no sense for anyone. Almost no one on either side thinks that's a good idea.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking there as a House panel has reached a deal that will likely be passed in the House on an interim spending bill that will keep the government open, but it still will have to pass in the Senate. The White House says pharmacies will be calling, emailing, and texting those who are eligible for a booster shot this upcoming winter. The CDC saying everybody 18 and older should get boosted 6 months after receiving a second dose of a Pfizer or Moderna, while the same applies to those who are 2 months removed from getting their Johnson & Johnson shot. The Biden administration also making a big push through AARP to get older Americans their boosters. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the first case of the COVID-19 Omicron variant in the United States and California on Wednesday. Officials also reporting a man testing positive for the variant in Minnesota. That being said, Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is urging calm.
We don't want to knee-jerk. Be concerned. But on the other hand, we have a lot of tools now that can limit spread, that can detect who's infected, right. Treatments for those who are. There's no reason to panic.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The White House COVID-19 response team says it will be about 2 weeks before they can better understand the variant. The Major League Baseball lockout was necessary. That's what MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said amid the lockout that was announced, adding he's hopeful it will end soon. Owners locking the players out after both sides couldn't agree on a new labor deal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats, folks, are liars. And while I wish I had the ability to expose them, I don't really need it. They expose themselves. I'd love to have hard evidence, but they give it to you to your face. You just don't need it. It's already there. Chris Cuomo said, on air, here's who I'm about. Journalistic integrity. Go listen to some of his tirades about how we want to report the news. And all the while, you know what he's doing? He's going behind the back. He's strategizing with his groper brother, the Love Gov, to do damage to women who did what? Reported what was happening to them. That's it. You know, the leftists who say, the Me Too movement, who say, look, if you, I'm not going to say see something, say something, but these are women who say, look, this guy's using his power in order to put me in an uncomfortable position, and I don't, they're doing what they're supposed to do. And you know what the Democrat, Chris Cuomo, the leftist, is doing? He and his brother were trying to destroy them. You know what Joe Biden did to Tara Reid? He destroyed her. He made a mockery of her claims of what he did to her. And let me tell you, there are many other women that Joe Biden did this to. Mr. Groper, does anybody remember he's Creepy Joe? Because I sure do. The dude that walks up behind women and grabs them by the shoulder and smells their hair. Donald Trump has never done anything close to that. He's been a billionaire for his entire life, and for most, certainly his adult life. Women throw themselves at him, and you know what they do? They make up stories. Oh, Donald Trump, he's a woman. Let me tell you something. I don't know many billionaires who need to womanize, force women to do stuff. I don't know any. Because, see, I've been around enough of them to tell you that I don't care whether the dude is 90 years old, women will still throw themselves at him. I've been at events with my multimillionaire and billionaire friends, and you should see the young women who look at them and go, ooh, that's that guy? Oh, my gosh. They get this look in their eye. It's a glazed-over look like a Malinois, one of those dogs with the cops use that lock on. It's insane. These guys don't need. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not saying billionaires don't do whatever they do, but they don't have to.
Billionaires can buy whatever peccadilloes they want. But the government, I mean, the Democrats, the leftists were trying to tell you, and certainly Barack Obama's FBI and all this, they will make up stories about people for shiggles and expect you to believe it. Liars is what they are. See, I don't mind a government. I don't mind a government that's malicious, that's so malicious it won't even tell you the truth. You need to know things about the Wu flu, for example, so you can make a good decision. But they won't tell you.
Oh, it is highly infectious.
I went the other day, I looked at every version of the Wu flu.
Oh my gosh, this new one is even more infectious. It's even more deadly.
As I joked, until it's not. Everyone.
Oh, the new version, Lambda, Mu, Delta, Beta, Alpha, and now Omicron. Dun, dun, dun.
Much more ominous than the others, which means nothing. You know what the symptoms are? I just gave you one. Yep. Breathing is a symptom. Consider now what you know about the CDC. You trust them? The FDA.
We've just rushed through the FDA and now this new vaccine is fine.
Whatever. Do you believe it? The WHO. Do you really believe the World Health Organization gives a crap about you specifically? Three organizations, governmental, two for the United States, one for the world, and none of them give a crap about you. They've been part of a cabal that has ripped you off of your money, and they wonder why we think of them as fake. Republicans gain a majority in the Supreme Court, folks, but you'd never know it. Two times the Supreme Court has been asked to do something on these vaccine mandates, and they piked, they punted. They could easily say, you know what, we want the cases, and they could do exactly what they need to do, which is to say these vaccine mandates are illegal and immoral, and anybody issuing them for this should be put in prison, but they haven't done it. 6-3 in the Supreme Court, folks, and we still remain on pins and needles with every decision. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. .com 844-551-8255. Chief Justice Roberts proves routinely to be a bigger rhino than George Bush, the president who appointed him. And while I respect what Donald Trump tried to do, he issued a list of people he would appoint, and he gave us Kavanaugh and Amy What's-Her-Face, and I'm telling you, 6-3, and we still don't know whether we can win. And the Democrats are, oh my God, boy, this is coming up. They're all scared. Scared of what? Scared of what? Of being able to celebrate that we, even though we've got a 6-3 majority, we never win? I lost my Fox News gig for standing up for Justice Kavanaugh. But based on his performance, I should have kept my tweet shut. That said, folks, there is hope. There's hope for the conservatives. And the hope is that at the federal judge level and the appellate judge level, Donald Trump really went after staunch conservatives. And we're seeing that at the federal court level. I don't need a law degree, folks, to know that Joey Demento's vaccine mandates are unethical and illegal, a violation of my human rights. Nobody should be able to stick a needle in your arm and tell you to get something. And I believe that even if it is the bubonic plague, you should still be able to say, I can lock myself down. Because see, here's the thing. If the bubonic plague hit, I would lock myself down. And if there is a cure, and you say to me, Kevin, there's a cure, and it's 98%, I'll roll the dice on something like that. But I'm not going to do it for this nonsense. A violation of the Nuremberg Codes. And if Trump were president, you could bet that leftists would be reminding us that of just what I said. They would be telling you, this is unethical and this is illegal. And impeach him. Let Trump have attempted such draconian measures and watch how the media would have handled it. Democrats have used this scam to keep us in a constant state of emergency where no emergency exists or has ever existed. You got kids, an entire year of kids that came in, that became sentient, who believe that they need to wear masks and they are paranoid. This is the first generation of Americans who will feel paranoia. That's a bad thing, because see, when you feel safe, that's when you innovate. I have never not felt safe as an American. Never. And I've never not felt safe as a kid growing up. And what I made sure with my kids is they never had the doubt that dad and mom had their backs. Anyway, let's be thankful for Judge Terry A. Doughty in the U.S. District Court of Western District of Louisiana, who saw through this nonsense. He ruled in favor of a request from the Louisiana Attorney General, who's a Republican, same as Jeff Landry, and he blocked an emergency regulation issued on November 4th by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They were requiring vaccines for every full-time employee, part-time employee, volunteer, and contractor working in all of the various facilities, blah, blah, blah. The government strong-armed anybody, any company, any organization from receiving any federal money unless they got this mandate. Now, when I was thinking about this, I was thinking, well, Trump did this when he saved Carrier, right? Because that's what people would push back on. He warned Carrier's parent company, Raytheon. He says, if you move this plant to Mexico, you'll suffer the consequences with the federal contracts. But it isn't the same. Because, see, no emergency order was declared. That's number one. The second thing is, Raytheon was given the choice of not spending American taxpayer money in another country. Ergo, it's a business decision. And finally, Trump's declaration didn't harm or potentially harm any employees. And I'm going to make you a bet. I don't think the people who kept their jobs at Carrier would have objected to Trump's move about with the parent company. Now, I've talked about this scam from soup to nuts. Infection rate scam. I mean, easier to spot than a pig on roller skates. The scam of the vaccine. So let me just say this. We owe Judge Doughty a debt of gratitude.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's literally too much news to discuss in a two-hour program. If this show went 24 hours a day, I could dissect every news cycle, and I would have no ability. I mean, I could do it in my sleep. Then why don't you do it in your sleep, Kevin? You get what I mean? There's just too much. And it isn't just what the reporting is. It's all the details around it. What's missing? The nuance of it all. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. Shooting at a high school just in time for the holidays. Hunter Biden, we talked about, I don't know if, you know, he got this 3-carat diamond ring that was a gift. And they've, again, more information about Hunter than you can shake a stick at. Proof. It isn't like the Democrats hide this stuff. It's in your face proof, and nothing. Meh. What I want to talk about now is Waukesha. No, it's not some black chick, some black griddle girl. It's a Wisconsin town, Waukesha. And here's the thing about the leftists. You can easily play games with leftism in almost any tragic scenario, and we've done it over and over and over. For example, if Michael Brown Jr. had been a white kid, you wouldn't know anything about the city of Ferguson. Think about that. Darren Wilson would have his job. Chief Jackson would have his job. You wouldn't know a thing. If Michael Brown Jr. had been a white kid, or if a black cop had killed Michael Brown Jr., you'd know nothing about Ferguson, Missouri. Former police officer turned convict Derek Chauvin would be a free man if George Floyd were white instead of a drugged up black dude trying to pass funny money. Or if Derek Chauvin was a black cop, he probably wouldn't be in prison. There would have been no riots in Minneapolis had a black cop been shown with his knee on Derek Chauvin's neck. Might have been an outrage, but it would have been a localized incident. And such are the times. Such is the media, hungry for controversy, and as I said earlier in this broadcast, hungry for manufacturing product. See, the media could have easily reported differently about Derek Chauvin, as an example, with his knee on George Floyd's neck. Easily. They didn't want to do it. They manufactured what they wanted it to be. They manufactured what would be the outrage, what would sell the most papers, what would get them the most clicks. They didn't have to, in the Michael Brown incident, he was out there for 4 hours. There was a good reason why he was out there. Why Chief Jackson and that team had to leave his body there. But the media hyped it. I want you to understand that the media can either decide we're going to bring a mob or we're going to just report this and make sure that the public isn't put in any danger. The media puts people in danger. They do it for fun. Anyway, it's not just ethnicity that causes consternation among leftists. I talked earlier about Hunter Biden. If Hunter Biden were a Trump, he'd be in prison. Or he might have been executed by a firing squad. But leftists and their media minions ignore Hunter Biden's obvious illegal activities as well as those of his father, Joey Demento. And speaking of Joey Demento, he benefits from a complicit new normal of politicizing tragedy. I'll get it out. In this most recent example, a black man plowed over white people in Waukesha. What were them white people doing in Waukesha? That's a black girl's town. But let me tell you this, there's not going to be any outrage by the left for this black guy doing what he did. Quite the contrary, in fact. News reports at first claimed that this black dude who ran over these people was running from the law. They then said he was avoiding the crowd. I remember reading this, that he didn't target these Christmas parade goers in this Wisconsin city. They made it appear that he was running from the law and he just happened to turn where the parade was, and instead of intentionally running over people, they just happened to be there. I just want to ask you this. If you were to turn somewhere and you see a bunch of people in the road, do you keep driving at breakneck speed, or do you slow down and kind of nudge them out so that it'll create a wave, you know, a pattern where they separate? That didn't happen. And they know it. So
just the idea that they were trying to pimp this thing as he wasn't doing this intentionally. But before I get to some of the other details of that, here's what I can tell you. If this man had been white and he ran over black celebrants, the media would have looked for ties to white supremacy groups. There would have been no, let's cut him a break. He wasn't really trying to run people over. And they would have eventually connected this man to Donald Trump by 6 degrees of separation. Well, I heard that the janitor whose sister-in-law, whose little son worked with the brother of, you know, went to school with, would play football, whatever, and somehow would have come back to Trump. If the man who bulldozed dozens of innocent people had been white, Democrats would have looked at the justice system that allowed a repeat offender, a Trump-supporting Republican man with a Confederate flag on his boot or whatever, how did he get out with only $1,000 of bail? That's what they would have been doing. And as for Biden, you can bet that if the scenario were as described, where it was a white dude who ran over a crowd of black folks, Air Force One would have reverted, would have turned around from wherever it was going, and it would have landed its butt in Waukesha to do some race pimping. But since a black man mowed down white people, there is no photo op for Crazy Joe. And Peter Ducey asked the question of Psaki. And I'll let you hear it.
And then last one, since the president said that this administration is monitoring the situation in Waukesha closely, it has been revealed by prosecutors that the assailant swerved his truck side to side as part of an intentional act to run over as many people as possible. 6 people are dead. Some children remain hospitalized. Why hasn't the president visited the members of this Christmas parade attack?
Well, I would say first, as you saw the president convey last week, our hearts go out to this community, to the people in Waukesha, that we've been in touch, obviously, with officials there, and we're all watching as people are recovering, and this is such a difficult time of year for this to happen. It's a difficult any time. Obviously, any president going to visit a community requires a lot of assets, requires taking their resources, and it's not something that I have a trip previewed at this point in time, but we remain in touch with local officials, and certainly our hearts are with the community as they've gone through such a difficult time.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. So, their hearts and minds go, you know, what does she say? Our hearts go out to the community, to the people of Waukesha or Waukesha. I call it Waukesha. but, okay. I'm sure they do. I'm not going to deny that these guys probably feel sorry for him, you know, in the big picture sense. But it requires a lot of assets, requires a lot of resources. Yeah, but as I said, if it had been black folks, like when Eric Holder flew to Ferguson, Missouri, I can guarantee you Barack Obama wouldn't have flown Eric Holder to Ferguson. He wouldn't have gone himself, and you wouldn't know who Ferguson was if Michael Brown Jr. was a white guy. And she says they've gone through such a difficult time. Well, the families that got people killed by this black dude who, as Peter Ducey said, was swerving to hit people. That's what eyewitnesses said. See, for me, folks, this isn't a black-white issue. I don't care who was in that vehicle, that SUV that ran over those people. That person never should have been let out of prison or let out of jail. That person should be held fully responsible. I don't care about the colors, and I know neither do you. But Joe Biden isn't going to go there for a photo op because the racial implications don't matter. But let me ask you this. Can white people feel safe when this type of blatant crime is allowed to happen? Biden's appearance there won't bring those people back and won't defray any of the injuries. But he could have made a statement that put America on notice that you're going to be treated the same regardless of ethnicity, gender, and so on. And he failed.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.